Hey girl, how you doing? It's Tiffany Noel. Thanks for stopping by my podcast and thanks for clicking on my channel. It's Tiffany Noel here, and this is Tip from Tiffany with Love. I want you to know that I love you, and it's from the bottom of my heart that I create these videos and podcasts for you. So listen. We are on our spiritual journey and we are handling it well. I know we are. It's April of 2024 and we still going strong. Okay, I'm glad you're still on this journey with me because yes, I am on it too. All right, still doing our spiritual work, whatever we choose to do daily, meditate, yoga, working out. Prayer, affirmations. Remember, you gotta get your me time in, ladies. Okay? Get your me time in. That is very important. You could do it in the morning before everybody wake up, or you could do it late at night before you go to bed, but just make sure that you get it in because that is for you. And we can't help anyone out unless we are 100% ourselves, or as close to 100% as we can be. Okay? So, I've given you tools in the past for those who are just coming on, or just finding this channel. I encourage you to start with recording number one, because I did start out with just voice recording. So start with recording number one, and then eventually you'll start seeing my videos and you'll see my face. So right now I'm going back and forth. I do a video sometimes and then I still do my recording. So today, you're getting a recording. Yay. Well, I don't have on any clothes, ladies. So I'm chilling. It's Sunday. And I'm just about to have some tea. You know how I do. And yeah, I'm chilling today. But I wanted to come and say hello to my friends, my soul tribe. What's going on, queens? Young queens? Up and coming queens? And all my kings that have found my channel. I have a couple of brothers that told me they listen, and I want to welcome you and thank you for stopping by, because as I stated in one of my videos, well, a couple of them, there are some takeaways for you guys in my videos as well to help you deal with and understand the women in your lives. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. Today I want to touch a little bit more about Reiki. It is another form of meditation, and it is another form of healing. This is the art of hands-on healing. Some people call it spiritually guided life force energy that we are moving around in our body, which is kind of true. Reiki comes from two words: life force, higher power, and chi, your energy. So listen. We all have chi in us. It's our energy. Everybody call it energy now. Back in the day, before everybody was all woke, it was called chi. Okay? Reiki can be done with a person right there in your presence, and it can be done on someone far away once you've reached that level of mastery with Reiki. Because there is levels with it. You start out by doing it on yourself. And then you'll do it to other people. And then, like I said, eventually you can do it to people that's at a distance. So it is a hands-on healing. And as I stated, you can do it on yourself. I would encourage you to do it on yourself and only on yourself until you get comfortable enough or get some training on doing it on other people, and especially on doing it on someone at a distance. Okay? I am okay with Reiki. I've been doing it for years. I've been knowing about it for years, since like 2000. No, I don't practice it on anyone. I do not. No. Do I do it on myself? Yes. Sometimes you can do these things subconsciously. Before I knew what Reiki was, I was doing it to myself. And guess what, guys? You do it too. Like I said, it is hands-on healing. So if you ever hit yourself, hit your arm, knee, elbow, anything, and you grab it with your hand, your first instinct is to grab it with your hand. Why? Right. Because we are little energy balls, little balls of may as well say fire, but energy. And when you grab it in that area, you're sending healing energy immediately to that. That pain stops instantly when you grab it. I don't care what nobody say. It stops instantly because you grab it, you touch it. You send an extra pain to that area of your body. I mean, not pain. Extra energy to that area of your body because it's a distress over there. It's pain. Your attention is called over to that area because of the pain over there. Okay? So all the energy in your body is going to go over there and handle that. And if it can't stop it, it will. But if you need other attention, of course, you're going to seek other attention to stop the pain. Say, for instance, if you busted open your elbow or knee. You know what I mean? So, Reiki, it is a way to guide energy through your body. Okay? And when you move energy around, you are releasing trapped energy, which can also trigger self-healing abilities. Let me see another way. You ever stretched a really, really good stretch. You ever had a real good stretch and afterwards you belched? That's because you released some trapped air. Yeah. Okay. That perfect example. All right. And that air needed to expel your body. So it came out. It's going to either be a burp or a fart. All right. Or it's just going to move around to someplace else until it was able to get released. But yeah, so that's pretty much what Reiki is. It's just energy moving around, you moving it around. Alright, now I'm making my tea. And, alright. Alright, so, I got some meditation music playing in the background. Like I said, it's Sunday, ladies. I'm chilling. It's Sunday. I'm chilling. I'm not doing much. I'm working tomorrow. Yeah, Monday work week. You know how it go. But I'm chilling today. Did some light cleaning yesterday. I might do some more. Depending on what I want run across and see. But, okay. Back to it. So, Reiki. Yeah. So, I just wanted to touch on that. Like I stated, it's hands-on healing. Yes, it's another form of healing. You add it to what you're already doing. You can't add it to any medical treatment that you are having. I wouldn't replace it with any medical treatment, okay? But it does complement other treatments. There are absolutely no side effects whatsoever to Reiki. That's why I say I wouldn't replace it with medical treatment, but it complements any medical treatments that you're going through because, like I stated, it helps release trapped energy, which has healing tendency, triggers healing abilities, which is good. When you release energy that's stagnant in the body, and I think that's where that somatic healing is coming from, because it states that it releases energy in your body that helps you heal, that helps you lose weight, you know, energy that's stopping you from healing, stopping you from losing weight, stopping you from doing all these things. Well, yeah, if you want to do somatic exercises, that's great. That is absolutely wonderful. But Reiki is pretty much probably where they got that from. Okay. So I would say look it up. And Reiki is R-E-I-K-I. For those who don't know, it's a ton of books on it. I suggest you read. Guys, you know, I'm a big advocate for reading. Because when you read, you can take notes. And when you write things down, you retain it better. Okay. So get you some books, at least one book on it, and read. And then, you know, for others, there's plenty of videos. You know, but, you know, the videos are going to be long and probably boring because I haven't found an interesting Reiki video. I haven't. But I did find a really interesting book. I'm not going to even lie. You know, I'm a reader. So I would say find you a nice book and get into it. Read more up on it. But it's really just the transfer of energy. And it's not, okay, it's not your energy that you're moving through these people. No, don't get it twisted. You're just a channel, all right, if you will. So if you were to ever perform Reiki on someone else, it will be their energy that you're moving around through them, their chi. So you're using your energy to move theirs pretty much, but your energy is not going into this person. Let's be clear of that, okay? So you're just a channel. You're helping move the chi through their body. You have moved their chi through their body. Okay, guys? All right. So, I have to make sure that we are clear on that.
All right, you're moving their energy. It's not yours that's moving through their body, okay? Please understand that. That's all I say, guys. Get you a book. Want to tell you about these certain things and techniques and stuff, like spiritual baths, and I tell you about the moon cycles and stuff. I will be looking into it more. That's for those that's interested. I'm not trying to force anyone down any particular road. But if you're really interested, please look into it more, guys, because that's how I found out about the stuff. You know, somebody talked a little bit about it, and I got really interested in it, and I went and I did some more research on my own to understand it better. When you research your own information, you understand it from your point of view, okay? And it helps you incorporate it into your world easier because you know exactly what it is that you're doing with it or where you want to apply this technique in your life, like Reiki, okay? So, and I think that's pretty much it. I just wanted you guys to be clear on what Reiki was and what we can do with it. And I really want you to incorporate it into your spiritual routine. Again, we can't do everything every day. So don't beat yourself up about it. Yes, it's 24 hours in a day, but you also have a life. You're also a mother. Some of us are wives. Some of us are significant others, girlfriends. And we have 9-to-5s. Or we run businesses. Or we do both. So you can't beat yourself up about what you don't get done for you. Just know that you had good intentions. Remember I said writing things down helps you get things accomplished easier too. Make a list every day. When you get up, make a list of what you want to get accomplished that day. You can make it as long and as short as you want. It's up to you. But when you get it done, cross it off. And then the next day, make a new list. So you should have less and less things on that list daily is what I'm getting at. Okay? Your list shouldn't be a very long list every day. I think I'm going to go walk. It's pretty early still. But it's kind of chilly down here today. Y'all know I'm in the south. My heavy leggings. Go walk. Yeah, but I'm going to go and walk. Like I said, I'm chilling today. This is going to be my soft Sunday, ladies. I'm not going to go get a massage today. I might go get one next week, though. But I'm chilling today. Having my tea right now. I'm going to go walk in a minute. Might do some stretching later. And really quickly, yoga. Yoga is another way to release trapped energy. If you ever hold a yoga move and you do at least 5 breaths, do at least 5 breaths in your yoga positions, ladies, in order to get any effects up out of it, okay? If you ever burp or fart after a yoga move, you just release some trapped air. That was some air that needed to get out. I burp a lot when I do yoga. So, don't feel bad if you ever did. Like, why are you burping? Because you need to. Don't even stop it. Be glad. Yoga is doing what it's supposed to do, okay? And you just keep on doing it. Eventually, you will stop. So, ladies, I'm not going to hold you. It's my soft girl Sunday. And I'm going to enjoy it to the fullest in my soft pink robe. It's so soft. That's why I ain't do a video, because I ain't got no clothes on. And I ain't feel like putting none on just yet. I'm chilling. However, as always, it was nice speaking to you. Thank you for stopping by. You know I love you. I do this from the bottom of my heart. I know I don't come through often like I should, but I will eventually. I got life going on, so I'm just trying to keep my head above water and smile at the same time. And sometimes I don't have time to do a video. So, yeah. Anywho, ladies, be well.